Shakespeare Live will open with musical theatre students performing tonight from West Side Story, which was of course inspired by Romeo and Juliet. Papa Asiedu, who is currently playing Hamlet at the RSC, joined me to watch the rehearsal.
They do sound amazing, but I think they've missed a trick not asking me to be involved in this particular number.
What would you be, a shark or a jet?
I'd probably oscillate between the two teams, you know what I mean? I'm a humanitarian.
There's going to be a real variety of all different kinds of things inspired by Shakespeare, isn't it? What is it about him that means it works so well in so many different art forms?
I think the stories and the themes that are explored in Shakespeare plays and through his stories are universal, and that's why they've kind of lasted 400 years. You can still do a production of Romeo and Juliet and still feel what it's like to fall in love, or you can still do a production of Othello and still really feel the palpability of jealousy. So, I mean, these are things that can be translated to any different art form, any different time, any different country.
As well as performances from theatrical greats like Helen Mirren, Ian McKellen, Judi Dench and Benedict Cumberbatch, Shakespeare Live will feature opera, hip-hop, jazz and dance. Yasmin Nagdi of the Royal Ballet will perform in the balcony scene of the ballet version of Romeo and Juliet.
It's one of the most beautiful love stories, of course, and, you know, the incredible score of Prokofiev is so powerful and so full of colour. It carries your experience and your emotions. I kept certain phrases very close to me as I was rehearsing. That helps, I think, translate what you want to show the audience, and hopefully they can see those special phrases at that time when you're on the balcony and things like that.
The loved, revered, immortal name, Shakespeare!
Last night, the actor Samuel West took part in a commemorative concert of Shakespeare-inspired works at Holy Trinity Church in Stratford-upon-Avon.
His language is still alive. It's inside us, it's modern like all good writing, and it's useful. I was looking for some comfort after the terrible death of Prince, and I thought, now cracks a noble heart. Good night, sweet Prince, and flights of angels sing thee to thy rest. And I sent that out in a tweet, and people found it comforting. And that's from the last scene of Hamlet, written in 1601. Any teenager who's got off with anyone at a party feels with Romeo and Juliet when they do the same. They may not improvise a sonnet like Romeo and Juliet do, but I bet they wish they could. Anyone with children, I defy you not to be moved by Lear when he says, "How sharper than a serpent's tooth it is to have a thankless child." And this guy wasn't posh. You know, he's not an aristocrat with a title and a big sword. He's a man of the people from a small Warwickshire town, where we come now to give thanks for his life.
We know that Shakespeare was baptised here, he worshipped here, and he was buried here. We're standing just in front of his grave. What does that do to you?
Well, actually, when I was working here at the Royal Shakespeare Company, I lived on a narrowboat, which was parked just outside there. So for a lot of the time, I was the closest living person to his bones. But, you know, he's very dead. He's 400 years dead, and of course we honour his life and his legacy. But one of the great things about him being dead is that we don't have to be too reverential about his work. We can fiddle around with it, we can update it, we can set it to music, we can dance to it, we can do operas and ballets and songs and rap and anything else we want to do. And he's not going to sue us for breach of copyright.